Welcome to episode 138 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Now, first of all, and somewhat belatedly, Happy New Year, everyone! As you might have guessed, it's been a busy start for me this year, so the first podcast of 2014 has been rather delayed. However, if you follow my activities on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, the Active Photographer website, you will have seen by now that I've posted various updates and articles in recent weeks. So then, in this edition of the show, what happens when you get a Friday afternoon request to supply images to a client by the following Tuesday, knowing that your own suppliers won't be able to do anything until the Monday morning? This is the situation I recently faced, and it was certainly a challenge to meet. So here we go then, let's get straight into it. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 138. It's just about 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, and I'm sat in a car park in one of my local towns, and as I sit here, it has been the most perfect day to be out on the hillside or down by the sea. But alas, I have not had that luxury or requirement. What I have had to do is do a bit of running around to meet a very last minute and seemingly quite urgent request from one of my clients. Now, I've just got a few minutes before my parking expires here, so I thought I'd just record a few thoughts, just to give a bit of an insight into this, because of course, what I'm always trying to do is plan things and organise things so that there's enough lead time for shoots or supply of images or meetings even, but of course it doesn't always work like that. So this all began on Friday afternoon, pretty much at 5 o'clock, so right towards the end of the working business day. And I get an email from one of my clients up in London, who I shoot for every year. You will have seen and heard me talk about the conferences and so forth. And so I get this email from one of my contacts just to say Happy New Year and hope everything's okay and what have you. By the way, can I ask a massive favour? Now, this is one of those massive favours which they will be paying me for, so that's fine, but it is a favour nonetheless. One of their team, one of their staff needed, or five people I believe, needed a copy of a photograph which was shot in their New York office at some point, and for whatever reason, and I don't know the exact ins and outs of this, that those people, that I think there are about five people in this particular shot, and they're posing with I think it was Hillary Clinton, actually, who was must have been the guest speaker or what have you on that occasion, and they all needed copies of this picture, and could I supply it? Well, I said to them, oh, and that was the other thing, and by the way, we have to have it by Tuesday, and as I say, it's Monday now, and this was the request on Friday at the end of business. And bear in mind that obviously it's the weekend then, so essentially everyone's sort of on lockdown until Monday morning. Excuse me. So, could I supply 10x8 prints, I think it was 5 10x8 prints, in their presentation mounts, just like I do when I shoot the conferences in London? If that's okay, you know, we'll supply the picture. So I said, oh, that should be fine. I'm sure I should be able to do something, because they're a good client and I want to keep them happy. So they sent the picture, which was in a, now what was the format, winmail.dat or .dat file, which I don't know a lot about these various formats, but this is something, so I understand, and a lot of you are probably more informed than I am, if this is a an image or a file that is sent from a Windows PC, for some reason it doesn't translate over to a Mac platform, which of course I'm working on a Mac now, so There was a couple of to and fro, including the New York office, and they to send the original file, and it came back a second time in this same format. And there are various apps which you can pay for to be able to open these files. But there's no point me spending out on apps, because I have so it's so infrequent that I have a need to open these winmail.dat files that it just seemed a bit pointless. So I did a bit of research for a few minutes, and it suddenly occurred to me, hang on, I've still got a Windows machine kicking about which has an internet connection. So I went onto that, opened up the email, and sure enough, the file, a JPEG file, was there. Absolutely fine, looked lovely, and what have you. So I could have put it on a memory stick or something, but on that occasion, what I did, I just emailed it to myself, so that when I opened that on I downloaded the picture in its original JPEG format, forwarded it on to myself on email, and it opened absolutely fine, and just sized it up and put the and then that was ready to put the order in with the lab. So that was the next thing. The lab that I usually use is a place called One Vision, and I know I've mentioned them before. I'll put a link in the show notes. Very, very good, really good online ordering system. They do color corrections, they do many, many different services. I don't have a great need for a lot of them, but when I do, I know that what I see on my computer screen is going to come out exactly how I want it. So I double-checked to see their opening hours, and sure enough, they were closed by the time I got to sort the picture out, which is probably about 5:20 on a Friday afternoon. Looked at their website, and actually, no, I phoned them up, and it was an automated message saying that the hours were 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. So, of course, then I had to think about, okay, who can I get to print this? So I phoned around a bit, saw who was local, or asked for recommendations on Twitter and what have you. And a few people stepped up and said, oh, have you tried these people or these? And a lot of them, again, the same thing, 9 to 5. And even if I could have got the picture to them, there was then that urgency that could they supply the picture on a print it on the Saturday, get it to me for the Monday, and then I could get it sent out. Now, a slightly convoluted story cut short, I used to use, some years ago, a lab called PRC Digital, and they are based in a small town, I assume it's a town, not a village, a place called Liphook, which is, just go on Google, search Liphook, and it's towards the south coast, or on as you go up the A3 towards sort of Surrey and what have you. And so I phoned them first thing Saturday morning, because I could see that they were open, and I said, are you able to get this print done for me? It's really urgent. I have to have it on my client's desk by Tuesday. That's 5 prints, actually. I said, look, it's just one image, 10x8, gloss 5 times. So they had to go and check, and they called me back about sort of 20 minutes or so later, and turns out that they don't print on a Saturday, and although they had a few things finishing off, the machines weren't rolling. So that was kind of that. So I said, well, excuse me. I said, are you able to get it definitely done for kind of first thing or late morning on Monday? Because that's fine, because then I can still get to you and what have you. And it's about, they're about a half hour drive away from me. And they said, yeah, that's absolutely fine. Just email the picture across. And I emailed it exactly as it came to me. So it was something like a 5 meg file. So I didn't reduce the file size or anything. I just thought, I don't want to mess around with it. Just leave it exactly as it is. And then there's no question that, you know, what was sent to me is exactly what needs to be printed. So that was that. And I said, please confirm you've received it, which they did this morning. And it got to about 10:30, and I had no cause to think that they would let me down or anything like that. They were always very good when I used them in the past. And so I just phoned them up, just out of interest, said, oh, can you give me an update? And they said, oh, yes, it's You know, a few things just in process at the moment, then yours will be going, and it should be probably an hour, hour and a half. So I had other things to do. I get a phone call at, I forget when it was now. Was it around about, it's about 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock, something like that. Just let me know that the prints are ready, verified how much they were going to be. So I drove up the A3 and parked up, went in there, had a quick chat with them just to remind myself who's who and what they're doing and this, that and the other. And a bit of a chat about the pictures and what have you. And that was that. So I drove back and into my office. I'd already bought the like the packaging for this. Sort of packaged it all up and went to my local post office, and via special delivery, it's guaranteed for delivery by 1 o'clock tomorrow. So assuming the post office does exactly what they say they will do, I will have met this urgent deadline from Friday at 5 o'clock from my client through to Tuesday. And there have been a couple of emails to and fro, and by all accounts, the client is very appreciative, and you know, it's good. I mean, it's not a big earner, this thing. I mean, I know that they've got a good budget, so I could probably not charge what I want, but I could go a bit silly on the pricing. But I'm not going to, because it's not something that I want to exploit. I'm not looking to make money, you know, make a quick buck off them on this occasion. The important thing for me is to be seen to be reliable, flexible. I know they really, really appreciate the fact that I was able to try and get this sorted over the weekend, because you know they certainly don't work on a weekend. So that's really good. So it just reinforces that that partnership that you have with good clients. And you know, there's other things have been had to be put on hold today. Nothing absolutely sort of absolutely urgent that couldn't get done, but it just means that I have to maybe sort of put in a bit of extra time later this afternoon just to make up a bit of time, and also that'll roll over to tomorrow morning a bit. But do you know, I find it very satisfying to, I like having tight deadlines like that. It's not always a good thing. But having that sort of pressure, it's a challenge is what it is, and knowing that people have turned to you because they see you as, you know, essentially being able to solve this problem and step in and save the day, or however you want to put it, I really like that. I think it's I don't know what the word is, not humbling exactly, but it's nice to think that people have that faith in you. And of course, it's just nice to get a nice quality product sent out. Now, of course, this wasn't one of my pictures on this occasion, and it didn't matter to me that it wasn't one of my pictures. The fact is, I was able to help them out. I didn't do anything to the picture. I didn't lighten it. It was very clearly a professional picture that was shot over in New York. So there was nothing, the colour was spot on, there was nothing I needed to do to it apart from make sure that I just sized it up to 10x8 so that it was exactly spot on for the printing process. The presentation mounts that the pictures were put in, that would have been another complication had I not had a few sort of in my cupboard, which were left over from the previous conference. I always have to buy them in bulk quantity, and usually because of the quantity of prints that the client wants from those events, it means that I have a few left over. So I don't just, you know, it'll be absolutely stupid to chuck them out. I may as well keep them for when they're needed. And sure enough, I think I probably had, maybe about 12 or so of them kicking about. So that was brilliant, because if I hadn't, I would have had to have phoned or tried to get in touch with the supplier on Saturday morning. And if they weren't there, that kind of would have been it, because short of them being able to miraculously get them to me same day via courier, I wouldn't have been able to supply them in those presentation folders. Now, At that point, I would have had to have said to the client, look, the best I can do, given such short notice, is supply the prints. I can't get in touch with my supplier for the mounts. Is this a problem? And they probably would have said, no, that's understandable. Just get the prints done. That'll be fine. But, as I say, I had a few left over, which I knew when I was asked, would I be able to do this? I knew that I had the presentation folders in my cupboard. So it really took the pressure off in terms of supplying exactly what they wanted. All I had to do was sort the prints out. And I sort of, you know, your first thing you think about is, look, I could go into my local supermarket with a picture, a file on a memory stick, and I could have gone into the supermarket and said, look, I need a 1 hour service on a 10x8, and now I could have got that done, and it probably would have been fine. But there are several things. One, I don't like to do that, because it's, you know, there's nothing, let me make this clear, there's nothing wrong with supermarket prints if you just want a record of something, if you want just printing your family snaps out, that's fine. my biggest concern with them is the prints that I have printed from professional pro labs are, they come with guarantees. They are archive quality. The quality of the printing, obviously the inks and everything, is superior. But in real world terms, if you imagine if I got an inferior print made, and then I don't know where they're going to be displayed. They might be on someone's mantelpiece. They might be on a windowsill with the light streaming in every day. If you use an inferior process, the prints might fade. The colours start to do funny things. There are all sorts of different things. So to use the correct service takes a heck of a lot of pressure off me, because I know that the prints are going to be absolutely fine. And if, worst case scenario, if the client did come back and say, look, our guy has said that he's had it for a month on his shelf, and you know, the colours are starting to go, what have you, excuse me, that's fine. I can go back to the lab and say, look, you guys say that the pictures are guaranteed for archive quality is, I don't know, 50 or 100 years or however they measure it now. 1 month down the line, the picture's not right. They would just say, fine, we'll reprint them, we'll send the picture back for us to see, and I could get it sorted. So I've got that professional fallback as well. So, you know, that's kind of basically it, really. I just wanted to kind of fill you in a bit on it. It's been a hectic end to last week and a hectic start to this week, but, you know, this is the nature of the beast. This is what happens sometimes. You want to keep your clients happy, so you jump in. You work with all sorts of different parameters and time scales and technologies and what have you. So the only thing that remains to be done, as I look at this now, it's just about 4:15. So I'm going to go back to my office. Excuse me. Get a glass of water. I've still got a tickly throat here from when I had a bit of a bug. And I'm going to email the client, because I know she'll be in the office. And I'll say, just to let you know, I can confirm that your prints in the folders have been sent out today, guaranteed for delivery by 1 o'clock tomorrow. If you could just drop me, it's all tracked and everything, but if you could just drop me a quick message to let me know they got to you fine, that'd be great. And then, of course, I've got to send her the bill for it, which is always good. And I know they are they're good with their payment, so I don't have to worry about that. It's not going to be a huge amount. That's, like I said before, that's not the point. But it is still revenue. It still needs to be paid. And then I can think about going back to the things that I had been going to be doing today, or starting to do today, and setting up for tomorrow and seeing through the rest of my week and planning what needs to be done. So I do apologise for all this coughing. I've done my best to turn away from the microphone here so it doesn't appear too loud. I hope it hasn't. But that's it. That's basically it. So just a very quick little rundown of another little challenge that I faced today. One of the things that I had been going to be thinking about today is shoots that are coming up to do with outdoors companies, which is a world away from the corporate thing, as you can imagine, a lot of the time. But yeah, so that's just it. So I'm going to knock it on the head there and go and get a nice cup of tea or something. I think it's that time of the day. There's always a good time of the day for a cup of tea, I think. Anyway, so I'm going to leave it there for the moment. If you've got any questions, as ever, about who I use for printing or who I used on this occasion, there will be links in the show notes. Any questions you've got surrounding all this sort of thing, as ever, I'm always open to questions. But for the moment, and for now, I'm going to leave it there. I've come to think that it must be the time of year for last-minute requests. In the coming week, I'll be also sharing an article with you about the last-minute shoot I did recently for one of my outdoor clients, ahead of a major trade show. So be sure to keep an eye out for updates about that on the website and social media. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.